Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 244, episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. Wow, it was very, like, ceremonial, hymn-like.
Yeah, try to keep it heavenly in here.
This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Thursday, July 7th, 2022. I don't know why I said that, but like Bob Dylan, but I did. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. If I only could make a deal with Jaws and get them to chomp my body, I'd sail into the cove, I'd jump into the blue, and I would thrash just like a hurt seal. That is a Running Up That Hill, a.k.a. courtesy of Unsolicited Duck Picks. Shout out to you. Shout out to my pipes, my range, my vocal range. Just killing it. That is a good song, though. I am not ashamed to say that I found out about it with the rest of the world, with Stranger Things. I didn't watch Stranger Things, but I just saw that it was trending. It's good. It's pretty good.
It's good.
Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined by a very special guest co-host. He's not on the ones and twos. He's on the ones and fuck yous.
Fuck yous.
He's the king of Sting. Here's the quote that I got from him. Let me see if I can read this. He's seen a million faces, and he's either punched or made love to them all. Jesus, man. It's DJ Daniel Goodman!
Thank you for reading that quote verbatim. I wrote it very specifically. Thank you so much.
Bon Jovi, yes, reference, I guess?
Something like that. Yeah. Or more like, anyway, never mind. It is your boy, DJ Daniel, a.k.a. Mr. Steal Your Aerial. You can find me on the Yes, Jack Said It Ones and Fuck Yous. And I'm thrilled to be here as a special guest, as always, to play my favorite game of I submitted a story that I don't understand. Please explain it to me.
Yeah. All right.
That's how we do it here on the show. I find a story that I don't get because I'm like, how the hell is this legal? Let's talk about
it. And my favorite part of it is that you submit it 2 minutes before we start recording. So yes. I have to then also not know the answer. And, you know,
we figure it out in real time.
Yeah, we'll figure it out in real time. Well, yep. Daniel, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a brilliant comic, actor, violinist, singer, voiceover artist, who has appeared in Law & Order SVU, The Flight Attendant, Inventing Anna, among many others. She's one of the hosts of the podcast, The Boss Bitch Show. Please welcome the very funny, the talented, Rachel Green!
Thank you. Wow. Can you intro me every day, all the time?
Yeah. That is a service I provide for $20 cash.
Jack,
anytime you're entering a room. Just, I'll go announce you like a caller, a royal caller.
Now entering.
Exactly.
Happy to be here.
Daniel does the now entering, and then I come in with the energy. So yeah. It provides a nice contrast. How are you doing? Where are you coming to us from?
I am in New York, specifically Astoria, Queens.
Nice.
Love Astoria.
Love us in New York.
Yeah, it's good. You know, working from home and launching the podcast on July 14th, getting excited, nice. You know, doing all the last minute edits and getting ready for our party.
Yeah. Ooh, you're doing a podcast launch party?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. We're going to have Chanel Ali and Emma Willman and Tracy Carnazzo and then Kirsten O'Brien, my co-partner and I, we're going to co-headline. And then we're going to have an after party with a DJ and some go-go dancers. It's going to be sexy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to release a bunch of episodes so people can, like, you know, stream and binge and do all the things. You know?
All the things. And the podcast, The Boss Bitch Show, can you give us, like, a quick rundown of what people can expect?
Sure. Yeah. So Kirsten and I do this monthly show that's very femme-centered, LGBTQIA, BIPOC, and very sex positive. And we realize, because we take turns headlining and hosting, that people don't really get to see us together and our sort of crazy banter as besties. And we talk about anything from sexy stuff to therapy to, you know, what's going on in the world and women issues, queer issues, self-care, you know. Butt plugs, anything like that. So
I was just waiting for you to say butt plugs. Okay, good.
We knew that was coming.
Yeah, you know, we talk about woo-woo witchy shit, crystal butt plugs specifically.
Nice. Yeah, the energy vortexes are
We love tarot and all that stuff. We have a good time with that. And of course, you know, we interview people who we think are boss bitches. And that's not like, you know, femme specific. It's like, are you a boss? Are you doing cool shit in the world? And do we like you? You know, tell us about you. And then we have the big deck energy cards at the end where we take back words like slut, whore, cunt, bitch, you know.
Yeah.
Gay, queer.
Nice.
No big
deal. Awesome. Well, it sounds amazing. It sounds like our audience is going to love that show.
Oh, thank you. I hope so. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you are kind of a perfect guest for TDZ. So we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. TDZ, by the way, is the name of this show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I did figure that out. Yeah. Okay. No, I saw it in the email and I was like, TDZ, did I sign up for TMZ? Huh?
There you go.
I was like, oh, no.
We wish.
And I was like, oh man. No, this is a bit more intelligent.
We always aspire.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that cosign.
Slightly more intelligent TMZ.
Just slightly.
Is what we go just, for. Mm-hmm. We do have a much less nice bus that cruises Los Angeles and spots C-list celebrities instead of B-list celebrities. So,
perfect.
Yeah. It spots podcasters. Really. Yeah. And that right there is Carl Tart. And that right there, Carl Tart's actually close to, he's creeping on a come up onto the A-list, but he's my first thought when I think of podcasters. Anyways, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about. We're going to talk about the story with the mass shooter in Illinois. It's kind of a similar story, as far as I can tell. Failure of policing and failure to keep a gun out of the hand of somebody who is struggling with mental health. But Tucker Carlson's got a different take. So we're going to compare and contrast.
Oh, does he?
We're going to talk about CERN's particle accelerator, whether it threw us into another dimension on July 5th, so 2 days ago. If you felt a little off, that could be why. All of that, plenty more. But first, Rachel, we like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
Binoculars.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, I live on the water in Queens, which is, you know, kind of a rare piece of land over here. Very far from the subway, but beautiful view of the East River. And lots of boats pass by. And I was like, why am I not spying on these people? This is silly. I need binoculars. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, binoculars get a bad, bad rap for being, you know, a thing that, like, I'm hoping you, like, bought them online, because if you're in the city buying binoculars, I think people probably, like, have a weird, you know, connect that to just peeping into somebody else's apartment.
Quite the opposite. I hope you did buy them and you wear them around your neck constantly, keeping people on their toes.
Just rubbing your fingers together.
Exactly.
I'm a bird watcher. What do you think? There you
go. What are they getting into?
Well, sometimes the police boats just stop in front of my building and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you looking at? You
Important know? People to keep an eye on.
Yeah. So gotta I might want to pull out my binoculars. I may have flashed them when I was drunk one night. So they may be coming back to see if I'll do it again. But, you know,
there you go.
Nonetheless.
River cops. I don't know. That's not a, that's not a New York accent, but I feel like that would be a cool thing to say you did for a living.
Freaking river cops.
Fucking river cops.
The fuck out of here.
A great view of the East River. I lived for 1 year in Long Island City before, like, Long Island City went up, like, overnight. Like, it was Amish barn raising. Like, there, I returned to get some packages from the building I lived in, like, a few months after we moved out, and I, like, couldn't find the building because the, like, so many buildings and parks and, like, all these different things had gone up in literally the weeks since I'd left. But
yeah,
when I lived there, I had a great view of the East River, which gives you a great view of Manhattan. And it is, like, one of the coolest things to just kind of have outside your window is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those yeah, bridges. After living, yeah, I have, I'm right. I have the view of the Triborough and stuff and Hellgate Bridge.
The thing that I thought was cool, those bridges are big, you know? Those things are so big. You know what I'm saying?
Marvels huge, of human construction.
Huge. Yeah.
Huge.
Anyways.
How do they stand up?
Tremendous.
What? How do they do that? How do they stand up? How do they do that?
Damn. No, science. Physics. Yeah. There you go. Physics.
Facts.
That's it. Yeah.
Bridges, magnets. How do they work?
I'm pretty sure there was, like, a documentary about, like, the building of the Brooklyn Bridge that was like, yeah, they were just, like, throwing Irish and Italian immigrants into the ocean, like, into the, like, into holes in the river somehow. Just, like, flagrant disrespect for human life as they were building those things.
As America was.
The dream.
All of our bridges. Yeah, exactly.
What's something you think is overrated, Rachel?
The Kardashians.
Oh, no. Ooh. No, 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 no. No.
We're about to be fighting. Let's go.
No, I'm just joking. You can proceed.
I respect the hustle. I mean, they clearly know what they're doing and they're like marketing, you know, mavens, but they have no talent, like actual talent, you know, it's just they're infamous, not famous, you know, and I'm over it. You know, I was over it a long time ago and yet the people still keep paying them and signing up and watching the shows and buying the clothes.
Yep. Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah. What is the... I feel like their talent is like Americanness or like the... I don't know. They just like really put together all the skill sets that you needed to be famous at this very specific time. And
Yeah. Yeah.
Will they continue... Will they continue to be a name that like people recognize 20 years in the future? Will it like, how do people like that who become famous for something random and don't really have a discernible, you know, artistic skill? How do they fare over the course of history? I'm trying to think of like other examples of that. I guess we're at like peak that being taken seriously, right?
Yeah, maybe so. I think there's also like a disposable nature to the kind of thing where it's get it while the getting's good, and then just that is a flame that will burn out. Right. There's like the first, see, as a avid Huluer who will just take in as much content as physically possible. In the first episode of the new Kardashian series, which I binged the entire series of, kind of a joke.
New series or new season? What are we talking
about? New series, The Kardashians on Hulu. It's like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but they're running it back, basically.
They're like, wanted our own, like, we felt like Keeping Up with the Kardashians didn't have our artistic imprint on it. Okay.
Yeah, had too much Rob in it. But anyway, Kris Jenner goes over all the businesses that the Kardashians are, like, running, and... You know, I could be naive, but I haven't heard of a single one of them. And there's something about this kind of like, let's just kind of get this money train rolling as much as physically possible. And then when people stop caring in, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years, we'll have enough money that we can disappear off of the face of the earth. And that's totally chill.
Yeah,
there feels like it feels like it's a flame that is burning as hard and fast as possible, kind of like a climate change accelerationism kind of thing, where it's just like, let's just get the going while the going is good and then be out to our bunker in Calabasas.
We'll either flame out or will cause the end of the world indirectly.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's all disposable, whatever it is. So it's like, you know, clothes, whatever.
Yeah.
Candles. I don't know what they're making.
I'm just like looking at IMDb, like for Kim.
Yeah.
You know, TV star, entrepreneur, fashion designer, and author, New York Times bestseller, Kardashian.
She is actually one of my favorite writers, but that's, you know.
Prolific. Yeah, author. What?
Not something I like to admit, but she's one of my favorite writers and authors.
Totally.
Wow. Wow. This bio just keeps going. Wow. Well, I guess if you build it, it will come.
Right.
Oh, it's yeah.
Woof.
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Because I don't think we have a corollary, right? Like, we don't have somebody who was famous for being famous in history that I know of. And maybe we do. And that sort of thing just ages so poorly that nobody gives a shit enough to remember them. But I am curious, like, what that will look like even like 40 years from now.
I feel like these characters exist in literature in different ways, where it's like someone who's like fame precedes them, and they just, you know, the story is about kind of like on some Great Gatsby shit. Like they just are famous in the world of the book, and it's about their descent into self-destruction.
Yeah.
And something aging painting in a attic for the Kardashian existence.
Right.
We'll see.
I feel like people who are famous for being rich, like Gatsby, don't age that well. Like I know that whenever I read something from the 50s or like, I think actually earlier than that, like the 1910s, they're like, regular John D. Rockefeller over here. And I'm like, that name I know, but like all the other ones I don't. And I also don't give a shit about like that. And it makes you sound like incredibly old. Like there's nothing timeless about a famous for being rich person.
Well, we also thought that about Donald Trump for a while. So we saw how that happened.
Right.
What happened with that?
Yeah, president. It does seem like it's all bleeding together now. Reality show, famous for being rich, and the president. Maybe our greatest president, some are saying.
And everything that has like a person's name put on it is just being replaced by a brand anyway.
Right.
So it's like your whatever your famous Aster name is or some whatever. I'm just going real Gilded Age here. Any of those names are just being replaced by Smoothie King or Mercedes. So it's like, you know what? Whatever famous name you thought would last forever is just being replaced by Build-A-Bear. So.
Yeah.
You know,
and those are the three main ones.
Smoothie King, Mercedes, Build-A-Bear. You know when they were doing, did you ever watch Entourage when they were doing that sell of Vinny Chase to every single, like, it was every agency was like, we're trying to get Vinny Chase in here. It was Smoothie King, Mercedes, Build-A-Bear, Vinny Chase. Brands recognizable around the world.
You're our smoothie king, Vinny Chase, if you sign with CAA. What is something you think is underrated, Rachel?
Walking.
Oh, wow. Damn. Hard so, agree.
Yeah, no, I went for a walk this morning, and it changed my whole mood. And I was like, you know what? This is so underrated. Walking is amazing. The breeze in your hair, the sun on your face, moving your feet, just like getting your blood flowing. It's like, it can really shift your whole thing.
It's great.
Yeah. It saved me during the pandemic. So, you know what? Yay for walking.
Mm. Yay for walking indeed.
How long of a walk are you to your local, to the nearest subway stop?
17 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
That's when I don't like the walk. Right. I like the walking when it's like leisurely and it's like along the water or in a park and I'm taking my time. Maybe I'm listening to some music or some like, you know, law of attraction thing, you know, something inspiring or talking to a friend versus the like, I got to get to the subway because I'm running late. Oh, 17 minutes. Blah, blah, you know.
Yeah. Like,
then I take the city bike.
Do you use the Google Maps? When I lived there 10 years ago, Google Maps had it. So like you knew when the train was going to arrive and it was like kind of right. It was like right most of the time.
And then you miss it by 30 seconds if you want to punch something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then you're like, damn, this walking. You can also always just grab one of those scooters. They have those, like the Lime scooters in New York, are they?
Yeah, we have Revel, I think it's called. I'm a little afraid of it, not going to lie.
You may have noticed that I just like completely undercut the value of walking with like three. I was like, how far are you from your subway stop? Well, I guess you can always use a Lime scooter. And yeah, but sorry about that. I do like
that's
walking.
Not the good walking. You weren't exactly. Wrong.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the news and other stuff.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. I think Dan, if we could just grab that audio clip of Dan exhaling, I think that sums up pretty much the past 5 years. Maybe we don't even need a podcast anymore. I think that. Anyways,
I appreciate that.
We talked about this yesterday. There was a mass shooting in Illinois, and it seems like it was a pretty transparent failure of policing and gun control. He had been threatening to kill himself and everyone, alternatively, since 2019, was able to legally purchase firearms when he turned 21 and used them to stage this horrific rampage. The police at first claimed that he was not known to them, but on Tuesday they were like, it wasn't like known to us. I guess we had a couple talks with him, first in April 2019 after he threatened to kill himself, and then the second in September 29 after he threatened to kill everyone in his family. But those were minor. We just took away 16 knives, a dagger, yeah, and a sword from his home.
Crucial details.
But did not put him on any sort of list that would have prevented him from buying two assault rifles.
Still able to legally buy those two assault rifles in the state of Illinois, which has incredibly strict gun laws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. So I don't know. This seems like every mass shooting we see a failure by the police and just another person who really should not have access to a gun being able to legally buy a gun. Both sides of the mainstream media are eager to dig in on this little detail about, and this is something, so we had talked before about how the media has fully on their own, of their own accord, added a like trans or, you know, drag element to the Uvalde mass shooter. There was like pictures of the Uvalde mass shooter that made him look like androgynous, and like there were also rumors that it was a trans person. I still like look at the when Chappelle was rushed on stage at the Hollywood Bowl and he, I guess, jokingly said it was a trans person after the
so funny person,
and everybody like printed that, like that was one of the like pull quotes from the story that made it to the front page of things. Like there does feel like there is this hunger for a like trans killer so that the America can do its thing and be afraid of and other trans people. But like on the front page, on the front page of Drudge, they have the picture of the shooter who fled the attack dressed as a woman, dressed in drag. And there's also with all his tattoos covered up, his facial tattoos. So he was just like trying to disguise himself. But Vice also put that on the front page. The Highland Park shooter escaped in women's clothes, police say. That was like one of their top stories yesterday. So that's a little, I don't know. It does feel like there is an undercurrent of transphobia in the country that is like bubbling and really wants to come out, and it's kind of only a matter of time.
It literally has nothing to do with the shooting.
Right.
Of course.
Nothing.
Like, of course.
It's just insane how, let's just vilify the thing that we don't understand or we're afraid of and connect it to something completely unrelated. I feel like I'm watching The Onion when I look at the news.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Because you're crying, or oh, you mean the joke on you?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I actually appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh gosh.
There's also like this just caught my eye that is going to be a story that they try to make happen. Mm-hmm. The second headline under the headline, Psycho Killer Dressed in Drag Before Fleeing Parade Bloodbath. Under that headline is, Wasn't Same After COVID? Question mark. So the implication, and this is a story that was the most thinly sourced and just inference-based bullshit I've ever read on The Sun. But it did make me realize, oh, this is coming. The idea that, like, kids were in lockdown, and now every kid who commits a crime, we can blame it on lockdown and, like, all the bad stuff that happened during COVID.
It's because they wore masks.
Yeah, the masks prevented them from getting all the oxygen their brain needs, and it didn't form right. And yeah, like, that is definitely coming. The evidence that he was different before the pandemic is a girl he worked with at Panera Bread, and everything she talks about is just so contextual. She was like, he would say things like, how are you doing? And like, talk to me at work. He was like such a sweetheart. And also, like, the thing they leave out is that, like, all the stories about the shooter being like a humane, kind coworker happened after he had threatened to kill everyone in his family. So that part happened before COVID, but it's, I don't know. Again, it's like, not to be dismissive of like the point of view of people who are like, this makes no sense. This person seemed fine. Like, everyone can go in wildly different directions based on mental health, but like, for whether it's you or someone else, like, we have to hope that when you go down like the darkest path possible, you don't live in a country that allows you to buy guns, like, and protects your right to have guns more than it protects your right to do most other things.
Yeah. So, well, he's white, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes. You know,
big time.
And a man. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Another note that I just want to add is there's to plug another iHeartRadio podcast. There is going to be a deep dive on this whole, you know, this whole character on, I guess, today's episode of It Could Happen Here. And you'll really see how this, you know, person fetishized the idea of being a mass shooter outside of just, you know, the kind of like problematic mental nature, or, you know, problematic behavior around other people and the ways that he changed. There is a lot of content that he put out leading up to this moment that is so much looking at the landscape of how people look at mass shooters after the fact and like fetishizing that ideal. It's like, unfortunately, this was so premeditated in a sense that he's getting exactly what he wants out of this entire episode, which is, you know, unfortunate in how the media has never learned to cover this in a correct way. Like, everything is so calculated and everything was, you know, kind of going according to plan, that it sucks how, I don't know, how easy it is to stir up media organizations with kind of exactly the message that mass shooters want to get across. And so if you want to learn more about that and kind of the steps that got us there / here, you can listen to the It Could Happen Here episode about this person.
Wow.
It just sucks.
Yeah. And no, like, motive surprises me anymore because it's just any possible, like, misguided, like, path of logic leads you to a place where you are able to make, like, you want to do something horrible and you are able to go to Walmart and, like, get the tools to do that, like, that and lock that into, like, a permanent decision as opposed to a bad mood or, you know, a mental health crisis that you're able to then work through. Well, Tucker Carlson has a take on this whole thing.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So Tucker Carlson went on TV and blamed the recent Highland Park on a bunch of things. Guns didn't make the cut, but he did blame the problem squarely on nagging women who never stop lecturing men about their so-called privilege.
It's my fault, guys. Sorry about
Pardon
that.
Pardon me for laughing, but I just eat that up. That's just so delicious of Tucker Carlson to say. He's, and of course, a horrible way. Sorry, please continue.
No. It's, you know, One thread that is shared in common with many mass shooters other than guns is a history of misogyny. Like that, if we are going to take one ideological, like, thing that is like a comorbidity between like a bunch of mass shooters that isn't guns, it really would be like misogynistic violence. Like that's the one thing where they're like, all right, yeah, if you are a convicted, like, you know, domestic violence or like spousal abuser, we will take away your right to own guns. Like that's that, like they did that, which should show how, like, you know, significant that connection is, that they were able to get that through Congress. But so he also blamed pot, specifically government endorsed weed is what he calls it.
So violent.
Yeah. Those violent potheads.
I just want to kill some Tostitos when I'm high.
Right? They are high on government endorsed weed. Smoke some more. It's good for you, Carlson said. It was really like a jazz solo of just Fox News bullshit. He also blamed the shooting on antidepressants. Showed off a chart illustrating that mass shootings have gone up, as have prescriptions for antidepressants since 1991. So I think that's pretty clear cut, right? Couldn't be that like that was just when antidepressants became possible to give to more people, and or like the more rational thing would be, oh, these medications that are meant to deal with like people who are depressed by their lives might be a reaction to the fact that there are mass shootings everywhere, that like we live in a society that is being held captive by a gun industry, and it truly is like, you know, it's like terrorism. I now feel like anytime I am outside, I have it in the back of my mind that like somebody could just take a long distance shot at me or my family. Like that's just there now. There's nothing I can do about that. And yeah, it's going to be there until but like his thing is, nah, got antidepressants, pot, and women. Those are the main things. Which, by the way, you could also make a chart saying that it was Seinfeld, because that's when Seinfeld started airing.
There you go.
And then people have continued to rewatch Seinfeld. I mean, the amount of views it gets on Netflix, and you think that that has nothing to do with mass shootings?
We're looking at the wrong things here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, you guys already covered the scrommeting thing, right?
I don't think so.
What?
Based on the fact that I'm not sure what that word means.
Yeah, what?
Is that scream vomiting?
Yes, it is scream vomiting. Thank you very much. Wow, way to put that together so quickly. Holy shit. Well, there was another one
I'm
of these.
I'm a pro, all right?
You really are. I mean, this guy, let me tell you something.
I thought you said scrobadine. I was like, I don't know. Who's that? No.
And I wish this was just like a Wallace and Scromit spinoff of some kind, but unfortunately it is not. It is some more reefer madness about how super strong weed is making people scream vomit. And the stupid joke that I was about to make was, so if we're going to blame weed, shouldn't this guy have been scromiting instead of doing a mass shooting? But, you know, it's kind of hard to put those two things together if you're Fox News.
Yeah.
So I guess not.
How many of these guys are like documented incels? Just curious.
The killers?
I gotta imagine most of them.
Yeah. How's that
statistic? I think it's a lot of them. I think it's probably...
Let's make that chart. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that point has been made by my favorite philosopher, Jordan Peterson. And he says that, therefore, women should just have to fuck these guys.
Oh, my God.
that's his take.
Yes. That's the take.
Yeah.
My real principal Skinner.
My king.
Is it me that's wrong? No. It's the women.
Yes. Right.
Not the guns.
No.
And let them have rights over my pussy. Yay.
Yeah, exactly. Woo! Oh, yeah.
The only country where this regularly happens also happens to be the only country where, like, there are more guns than people. And he's like, no, it's got to be these factors that are present everywhere else: antidepressants, weed, and women.
Yep.
Well, I think it was Jane Fonda that said we should just turn our vaginas into AK-47s and then everything will be okay.
Right. Boom.
Yeah.
And how come no one's doing that?
You know, I'm working on it, guys. Just Give me some
lead time. By example, ladies. All right.
He did briefly mention
for all people who are about to roast me on Twitter. This is a joke. Okay, thank you.
He did briefly mention the issue of guns, but immediately halted that line of questioning by pointing out that knives exist.
Gee, oh, thanks.
I think that was actually before the news broke that the police had taken his knives away and his guns away, or his knives and his sword away. But yeah, it is hard to imagine somebody stabbing 600 people per minute or sitting on top of a thing and throwing knives at people at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a button that you can use to permanently end someone's life with the least amount of research and preparation. It shouldn't exist. I know a lot of very smart people who are like, but this is like a thing that these people hold to be like a religious value is guns in America. And I'm just like, I'm sorry. Like, that sucks. That sucks that that's what you hold as a religious value. But it's killing so many people, and it is ruining our ability to just like live without, you know, a fucking nervous disorder in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but it's like, you know, when the laws were written, it's like they had muskets that took time to reload. They didn't have these automatic weapons that can just, you know, just spill out so many rounds per minute. It's just insanity. I mean, the other countries just don't have these guns. Like, we don't need these guns. I'm not against someone going out into the country if they want to, like, shoot a deer and eat it. Like, by all means. But, like,
Yeah.
Sorry. Precisely. Makes me so mad.
Mm. Yeah.
Dan, what were you going to say? Sorry. Yeah.
I was simply going to agree with your point of, like, you know, the whole, you know, guns as a religion thing. It just like continues to hold less water as we continue to not do anything about it. It's like there's totally ways that we can make rules and laws that allow you to still own these things in a responsible way for responsible gun owners. It's about enforcing the laws that we already have. Like, the fact that Illinois has strong gun laws and was able to take away his knives, but for whatever reason, that is absolutely worth investigating and exploring how the police were not able or just did not take away his guns, how he was able to legally buy them after having his, you know, where's the red flag there? Whose job is it to enforce it? Where's the failure there? It's the fact that those things are not going to get enforced, that people who are so staunchly anti-gun continue to be more and more and more so. It's like, you can only say that there are laws and there are rules if they're being enforced, because right now they're just not. And so it's like, You can't have both. It can't be, well, guns are okay, it's part of our country, but also we're not enforcing the laws around them. You just simply cannot have both. So it's one or the other.
The fake weed thing, or the real weed thing, the marijuana explanation might be, like, I guess this was a thing that Laura Ingraham suggested happened after Uvalde, that she... While everyone was talking about AR-15s, the real problem was a pro-marijuana conspiracy. And Fox and Friends suggested that drugs were to blame for Parkland. And Brian Kilmeade also mentioned that virtual reality could be partly to blame. They'll throw a lot of things out just to, you know, make sure that your brain is confused.
I love the just grasping at straws in every possible direction. Like, what could it be? What could it be? What could it be? Rachel, if you don't mind me asking, are you a cannabis user of any kind?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. You know, the amount of... as a frequent cannabis user myself, I can literally count on one hand the amount of times that cannabis has made me violent, because the answer is a big old zero.
Right.
Yeah.
Because... Never. Every time, the only violence I'm enacting, and again, this is a hack-ass joke, but the only violence I'm enacting is against the bag of chips in my cabinet that are getting destroyed by me. Also, on the VR thing.
Yeah, I was going to say the only other thing besides a bag of chips is my clitoris, you know, when I'm stoned. Sorry.
Bam.
You know. Sorry if this is a family pod.
It is not.
Yeah. It certainly is not. Yeah, I was truly going to say the only other use of VR is for porn. So
we actually hate families.
Yeah, we hate families. This is very
fuck your family podcast. Yeah. Fuck those guys. It's their fault for the guns. It's the children.
Thank you.
It's the children. Yeah, actually.
They're nagging moms and dads. Yep. Whatever, dad, leave me alone.
But you're probably not wrong.
The Tucker Carlson thing goes back to like after there was the Buffalo shooter, like killed 13 people in a predominantly black neighborhood of Buffalo, posted a racist manifesto that cited a bunch of the theories that Tucker Carlson like brings up nightly on his show. Tucker Carlson came on and was just like, this racist manifesto isn't actually racist, seemed to be like his play. And his main argument was the document is crazy. It's a product of a diseased mind. But then he went directly to, you know, blaming, I think, weed and the policies. Right. No. So he blamed the shooting on the policies of Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, and pretty much anyone who's called for a stop to hate speech and racist ideology. So
that literally makes no sense.
Hell yeah, bro.
I'm sure if I watched it, like I would see how he got there in a way that like kept people on board. But like you do have to have the ability to step back and be like, that doesn't make sense. And all you're saying is like his racist manifesto isn't like coherent enough. Yeah. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? He also talked about Kyle Rittenhouse by saying, are we really surprised that looting and arson accelerated to murder? How shocked are we that 17-year-olds with rifles decided they had to maintain order when no one else would? So, yeah, just a hero among us, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Wow.
Certainly doesn't apply to J6, though.
No. Yeah,
if someone was gunned out at J6 while there was looting and violence going on, you know, that person would have been a terrorist.
Yep.
Surely.
For sure. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back. And all right, so we got a couple options here. Senator Lindsey Graham won't comply with the subpoena. Maybe we can talk about that on yesterday's trending. COVID seems to be going up. Well, yep. Like the New York Times just published a thing that was like 50% of people say we're back to normal. So,
no,
I mean,
we are not.
So wishful thinking. But I think the big, let's go CERN.
Yeah.
The particle accelerator.
Yeah.
Which they fired it back up July 5th.
So down.
Depending on who you ask, it either led to the discovery of three subatomic particles that have never been seen before, which they gave like cute little pentaquark, tetraquark, and I forget what the other one is. Or if you listen to other people, it is the thing that just threw us all into another dimension. So you might want to double check that the sky is blue, the Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776, and Back to the Future starred Eric Stoltz.
Aha!
Because...
Very good. I know it was really starring Ben Stiller, you goof.
Was he? Did he try out for that?
Yes.
He did?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Amazing.
Duh. Try out. That's so cute. It's a volleyball.
Didn't you know?
I didn't.
Yes.
So, Dan, as our
that's
like
an alternate universe show,
kind of resident song or sorry, sure. resident science expert. I don't know,
oh,
man.
Oh, God.
My brain doesn't work.
I have some friends in high school that would hear you call me resident science expert and just spit their coffee out.
As a resident person who's like kind of interested in science stuff. Yeah. So, the Large Hadron Collider.
Yeah. Yeah, the large pina colada.
Yes. They fire two high energy particle beams and they travel close to the speed of light
and then
collide. It's like this giant 7 mile long ring, like track that is designed to do the thing that you're not supposed to do in Ghostbusters where they like cross the paths.
Yes. With the cross streams.
Yeah.
Thankfully, in science terms, or rather, I shouldn't say in science terms, Bennett. No, sure. In science terms, the amount of power that is created, the amount of energy that is created is so vastly smaller than the amount of energy needed to do anything like, say, collapse a star or create some sort of enormous explosion or rip in the space time. There's a lot of a perception that like what we're trying to do here is recreate what like a black hole does or like, you know, fire energy at each other in such a speed that is just like only perceptible in space and whatnot. But the fact of the matter is, it's like, you know, a star collapsing on itself to make a black hole, you were talking about such an expenditure of energy that there's no amount of resources on our planet that could create such an amount of power. It just simply is, it is a total physical impossibility. So what is going on at CERN is always
sound like,
fascinating.
Real quick, it does sound like you are speaking as somebody who has done a lot of research into like what it would take to end the world.
It sounds pretty expert-y to me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like,
well, you know.
You're like, it's not going to happen, all right? Like,
look, I've been thinking about a lot of ways to rip through space-time.
To
I'm
rip
just saying.
The universe in half is... Like you're gonna believe me, this is small potatoes. We're not anywhere close to what we need. Okay.
Indeed. If we had about like 12 planets worth of these, okay, then maybe we're talking. But otherwise, no. I think it's just an awesome way to discover these things. And to clarify what you were saying earlier, it is a pentaquark and a pair of tetraquarks.
Those are the
three particles that we have discovered. So it's one and two of the other.
Quantum, I like my understanding of quantum physics very loose and
just I just like keep it nice and charming. Like one of the one of the directions they can spin is like lucky. Isn't that one of the things?
Yes, like, exactly.
That's good enough for me. I'm like, all right, you sons of bitches. Like that doesn't make any sense, but we'll go with that.
Yeah. But, you know, I think what's funny is that, you know, this is kind of the extension of a meme that came out the very first time they launched up the Large Hadron Collider, which was like, here's a live camera feed from the Large Hadron Collider. And it was just like a viral a then viral video. I'm trying to remember the last time that or the first time they fired the Large Hadron Collider. I'm going to Google that while I'm telling you the story.
2015, I think.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But it was a video, a quote unquote video feed of just like a purple hole expanding in the center of it. And then one camera gets absorbed and then they go to a different camera and it gets absorbed. And people are like some like War of the Worlds style, like there is an emergency happening at the Large Hadron Collider right now. And thankfully, we had the internet at that point and were able to, you know, go, guys, it's cool. This is not.
I will just point out the last time that they fired this thing up was between the time that Donald Trump announced his run for presidency and everybody was like, this is a joke, and then the time that he was elected. So I'm just saying that the stupidity is fun to track because the scared fears that people, aka I, have are pretty fun. A TikToker claimed that last time the collider was activated, they were all thrown into a new timeline. So it's very important to keep your vibrations high.
Don't shoot people.
For the July weekend would put you at risk of falling behind if you drank over the weekend was another thing. But just keep your vibrations high because this time they're going to be turning it on, moving it much faster. Which I kind of love.
I love the idea. It's like, yeah, they're firing the particles faster this time. So guys, Mercury is even more in retrograde.
Yeah.
Watch your butts. Get ready. It's very silly. Very silly. I love a misunderstanding of science sometimes. That's the best kind.
But it's the age of Aquarius.
It is the age of
Love it. I like astrology and I can make fun of myself. So
hell yeah. Hey, we're all having fun here.
It's entertaining.
Yeah. But yeah, no. I mean, you know, much like the James Webb, which we will get information back on in 5 days.
Yeah, so this is we should check in with Daniel's Science Corner as it's called TM.
We'll be
back. This is something you've been kind of keeping an eye on, keeping us up on for a while, that they sent a big telescope into space and the pictures are being slowly, it's like in Usual Suspects when the drawing of Kaiser Soze is being like slowly put together and faxed through. Yes. That's what's happening with the pictures of deep space. And what are you hoping to find in these pictures?
I just think significantly clearer pictures of the planets that surround that are part of our solar system. Deeper looks at, you know, there's a very famous Hubble picture that is just kind of like the universe, and it's just a sea of stars. And you look at it, and it's like each one of these little beads of light in here is its own galaxy. And it was one of those first kind of like breathtaking images of space that's like, oh shit, it is so vast and so deep, completely beyond our understanding. And if anything, you know, more clarity. I think, you know, pictures that we'll get of the other planets in our solar system will be remarkable. You'll be getting all sorts of, you know, phone and laptop backgrounds for ages to come from super high res images.
All right, that's all I care about.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, sweet.
I had a random, really geeky thought. You know how, like, they say perception is reality? So it's like, you know, we look at these planets and it's like we can't see any life forms. Mm-hmm. But what if they exist? But because we don't know what they look like, we can't see them.
Bingo. Bingo. Boom. We are going to see it is taking in all sorts of light, all sorts of radiation. Like, we're going to see shit we have absolutely no idea about. I mean, like, will we see anything sort of like... I don't know if we're going to see anything world-changing. And frankly, if we do see something world-changing, there will be a whole campaign similar to Don't Look Up that's like, you know what? Don't worry about that. A, it's not real. And B, those aliens aren't coming for us, baby. But right. like the last time I talked about this on the show, I'm always hoping that we make, quote-unquote, the discovery that the Star Trek aliens decide to put the walls down and say, okay, you guys found it. You have now discovered that space is much more vast and active than you thought it was, and we need to welcome you to the Federation and save your planet before you all kill yourselves, because your information is in fact valuable. Your lives do have value. And yeah, don't kill yourselves. We're the Federation. I'm Jean-Luc Picard. Thank you for listening.
And the Republicans are like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
You're not better than us, Picard.
Yeah, exactly. And they get teleported.
Go
up to the
home,
board
Avatar.
Cube, assimilated. Yeah, exactly.
I like how they're in Boston.
Yeah, for sure they're in Boston.
All of them are in Boston.
Like, Boston will, even whatever hypothetical reality that is where we finally make contact, the aliens are more advanced and like a higher life form, and all the idea that like it's kill or be killed out here, man, is like, no, that's actually not true. We're like, once you get to a certain level of technology, you just want to like kind of build like with other life forms and like create this giant, beautiful like work of art that is intergalactic, you know, network of civilizations. And Boston will still exist when that happens, and they will be like, fuck you, like,
bud,
I'm gonna fucking shoot the fucking aliens.
Like, Harvard experts will be like announcing this, and there will probably be somebody from Southie in attendance just being there, like, go fuck yourself, dude.
Go fuck yourself, dude.
For real, dude. Go fuck yourself. You think you're better than me? There was, all right, so one thing that Jam included in this story is, and he was very quick to dismiss it. He said, and then there was the apparent human ritual sacrifice on the grounds of CERN, presumably to open up the gates of hell. It really was filmed at the CERN facility, but it was obviously a group of pranksters who snuck in. And then it's like a video that looks straight up like, you know, Da Vinci Code shit.
Yeah.
And it, like, but did they ever like catch the people? Like, I don't, it feels, I don't, why are we saying it's so obviously people?
Yeah, this feels like one of those things where a company investigates itself and goes, well, we didn't find any wrongdoing.
Right. Exactly. That is definitely your CEO actually sacrificing somebody who ran away from home. Like, yeah.
It does feel like the kind of thing that like a bunch of just, I mean, a bunch of nerds would be like, could you imagine? Did you imagine if people believe this? And then they make a funny, a quote unquote funny video, and it causes a massive conspiracy.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
There's
I got my eye on you, CERN. I don't fucking trust you at all, dude.
There's a story about an artist at MIT that made Escher stairs. Is everybody familiar with M.C. Escher? Those famous paintings and images that are impossible staircases or impossible structures and stuff like that. And this dude made a very well-edited, convincing video about how he actually built a set of Escher staircases and invited people to come to MIT to look at it. And the video is super convincing. But of course, you get there and he's like, no, it's obviously not. These are physically impossible things to create. Like, no, of course it's not real. And people were so mad. They were like, what do you mean? You made this whole video about it. He's like, yeah, as a fucking joke, you idiots. It's physically impossible. And people still fell for it anyway and were so mad when they got to the Escher stairs and they weren't real. It's like, yeah, guys, yeah, no.
I actually turn my hands into those Escher hands that are like drawing the thing, but they're also part of the drawing. Actually did that shit.
That's wild.
Yeah, I'm a flock of birds now. Flock of two-dimensional birds. It's crazy. All right.
And I'm a Dali painting. Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. Well, Rachel, it has been truly a pleasure having you on TDZ. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Thank you. This has been fun and not depressing at all.
That's how it goes.
No, I'm glad we can try to laugh about, you know, our strange reality that we live in. Yeah. I am on social media at the one, like the number one, Rachel Green, because of that lady in that show, you know?
Oh, right.
Friends, yeah.
That was you.
Yeah. So the one, Rachel Green. And then our podcast is the Boss Bitch Show podcast. So our Instagram or whatever social stuff, TikTok, all the things is Boss Bitch Show. Yeah. And July 14th, we have our podcast launch. And we're speaking of Boston. We'll actually be at Laugh Boston on August 18th. That should be interesting. See how that crew regards us up in Boston. They like a material, a bits. And I'm rachelgreen.nyc. And the podcast, anchor.fm/thebossbitchpodcast. But, you know, anywhere you stream your podcast, you know, can find us. Yeah. Nice. Thank you. This
and
is fun.
Is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Oh, man. I was actually looking at Instagram today and a fellow comic, Mindy Raff, she made a little joke about podcast intros that are like piano, soft piano intros.
Mm,
and she NPR. Said, I'm visiting bakeries owned by straight cis heterosexual men, and I'm asking them how they make their dough and what it takes to rise. Seeing firsthand how their icing is drizzled. Hi, I'm Mindy Raff, and I'm bringing you unique podcast experience that centers the stories of straight cis heterosexual men and their baked goods, and it's called The Male Glaze.
Oh, amazing. Well done.
We need a bomb sound effect right there. Fuck
yes. Daniel, where can people find you? What is the tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
You can find me on all these social medias at DJ_Daniel. You can find me being an embarrassing idiot on twitch.tv/DJ_Daniel Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. It's a lot of fun and not embarrassing at all. I say that because now I want people to be like, okay, well, how embarrassing could it be? And the answer is a lot. I have two tweets that I like.
I have to start watching this. Holy
shit. It's really fun. One of them, one tweet is from Moshe Kasher. Birthdays over the course of a life. Phase one. Fuck yeah, cake. Phase two, fuck yeah, drugs. Phase three, fuck, I'm going to die. And then the other one is from good friend of the show, Maggie Mae Fish. Can't think of a more boilerplate name than Scott Adams. What is he, a carton of milk? I just love that.
Yeah.
Fuck that dude.
Dilbert's is that the Dilbert guy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. His name, Rizzo, like I've talked about him for probably hours over the course of like the history of podcasts that I've been on and hosted, and his name is so boilerplate that it resists, like my brain will not hold on to it. It's just like, yeah, Scott Adams
could be feels literally like anyone.
Yeah. Anyways, you can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. Chris Richards tweeted logo hitting different, and it's the Dunkin' Donuts logo, which is supposed to be like America runs on Dunkin', but it's like it's just a shape of America next to somebody that looks like they're running away from America. And I will never look at that logo the same again. Because, yeah. And then somebody just excerpted this of Jordan Peterson. Like I said earlier, my favorite philosopher, my favorite author. And then Eric Allen Hatch tweeted, no, The Rise of Gru is a movie a lot of couples go to. And it's a screen cap from the part in Taxi Driver where Travis Bickle tries to take his date to a porn theater.
Yep. You guys are giving some good movie quotes today. I'm really enjoying it.
Hell yeah.
All right. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes on our footnotes.
Hello.
Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. The big showdown. Who's it going to be? Who recommends?
It's Justin. He's got a good one.
Super producer Justin, what song are you suggesting people go check out?
From a group that we've recommended plenty of times on here, a band that's a favorite of Miles. So in his honor, I will recommend this Hiatus Coyote track. Coyote. Yes, but I usually go with the remix to vary off of what Miles would suggest a little bit. This is a Taylor McFerrin remix. If you don't know who that is, it's Bobby McFerrin's son. you know, don't worry, be happy guy. Yeah. So he remixed Hiatus Coyote with a feature from Anderson .Paak on here. So you know the song's going to be jumping. The keys that are being played through this are very inviting. It just really, you know, invites you to chill and to have a good time. So you can check out this song, Laputa, by Hiatus Coyote, the Taylor McFerrin remix featuring Anderson .Paak. And you can check it out in the footnotes.
How are we spelling that? Laputa.
L-A-P-U-T-A. It's a reference to the Hayao Miyazaki film.
Hell yeah. All right. Also, just have to shout out, very good Tim Allen impression from Tim Allen, who just dropped by. Mm-hmm. In the zoo. There he is. All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. But we are back this afternoon to tell you what is trending. And we'll talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.